In recent years, Indiana has raised expectations for its youngest students, and that means it's more important than ever that kindergartners arrive at school ready to learn. So today, the four-year-olds enrolled in Head Start in South Bend are learning to walk in a line.
So we have a light helper, the door holder, and the leader.
Kathy Guajardo directs the Head Start program for St. Joseph and Elkhart counties.
Those are the things that we're teaching, even to open your milk. I mean, for a kindergarten teacher, that may not sound like much, but when you got 25 kindergartners and only 5 or 10 of them know how to open their milk, you're going around opening up milk the first few days of kindergarten.
For many low-income Hoosier families, the federally funded Head Start program is the only affordable option. But there aren't enough spots or funding to go around. Nearly 1,100 kids are enrolled in the program Guajardo oversees. But that still leaves out about 700 who are income eligible.
So we know that there's plenty of room for serving children in poverty. It's just trying to find the funding source.
If Governor Mike Pence has his way, that money could soon come from the state.
I believe the time has come for Indiana to provide access to pre-K education for all the disadvantaged children in our state.
But Pence's plan looks less like the Head Start where Guajardo works and more like the state's private school voucher program.
Children can utilize the voucher at a public or private provider, and providers will, of course, meet the predetermined accountability standards in the marketplace.
How the state defines quality will be crucial. Indiana's ranking system for child care providers wasn't designed to rate preschools. And in the absence of state leadership on early childhood education, it's been up to community foundations to fill the void. That's where people like Ann Rosen come in.
Good morning, ladies.
Today she's visiting Guajardo's Head Start program.
The most subjective, but in some ways deepest recognition of quality is I would put my grandchildren here any day. They're so good.
Rosen is the co-director of the Family Connection, a nonprofit that provides teacher assessments to pre-K providers in South Bend. This fall, her staff spent more than 1,000 hours observing early childhood educators and offering feedback on a 5-point scale. The ratings have helped teachers improve their practice, often from 1s or 2s initially to 4s and 5s over time. About a third of the evaluations Family Connection provides are for Head Start. The rest are for early childhood education centers and home daycares. That's where Rosen is headed now. Ruthie Scott's living room looks like a miniature classroom. Craft supplies are stored in neatly labeled boxes, and a bulletin board displays information for parents. Scott used to work for Head Start and local childcare centers. Now she's taking a class through Family Connection to improve her home daycare.
And we basically go over skills that were, dealing with children, playing outside, putting it all together, or, whatever skills, that we need to age appropriate.
Scott says the training will help her move up a level in the state's daycare rating system.
There are 4 levels, 1, 2, 3, and 4. The highest level is accreditation. I'm looking to be rated within the next month or so for level 2.
Back in the car, Rosen says there are always going to be parents who prefer small in-home daycares to early childhood education centers. As for Pence's plan,
I think it would work. I just always think about the issues of quality.
But the trick will be figuring out how to pay for it. The 2-year budget lawmakers passed in the spring doesn't include any funding for pre-K. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.